Listening section 1. You are going to hear a telephone conversation between a travel agent and a student called Sally. Before you listen, pause the player and look at questions 1 to 10.
Hello, student trips and travel. How can I help you?
Hi. Well, I'm ringing up to get some information about trips to Asia this summer.
Okay, well, which part of Asia are you most interested in going to?
Well, I'm not really sure. I've never been to Asia before, so anywhere would be interesting. But I suppose I'm more interested in Southeast Asia than the North.
Okay, so maybe Indonesia or Malaysia. Or maybe Thailand.
Yeah. One thing, though, I want to get really off the beaten track, if you know what I mean. For example, I wouldn't want to go to somewhere like Bali that's full of other Aussies on holiday.
Yeah, fine. I know what you mean. How much travelling have you done before?
Well, I've been to Queensland and to Victoria with my parents. And last year I went to Europe for 6 weeks with my boyfriend. We travelled all over Europe by train. It was great.
Yeah, Europe's wonderful, isn't it? And how long did you want to go to Asia for?
About 3 weeks. Just over 3 weeks.
Oh, good. Lots of time. Now, before we get any more specific, I need to know what kind of holiday you want. You know, do you want a beach holiday, just lying around, or do you want to walk in the mountains? Or are you interested in different cultures and religions? Would you like to wander around temples, for example, or visit historical sites?
Well, all that sounds good. Can I do it all? I mean, a bit of everything?
Yeah, sure. In 3 weeks you can fit a lot in. You could start with a few days on the coast, you know, to relax after your exams.
That sounds like a good beginning.
Then you could head off into the mountains, maybe go trekking for a week, staying in ethnic villages and seeing some breathtaking scenery.
Hmm, sounds great. But would it be very heavy walking? I'm not very fit.
Well, we've got different grades of trip. Certainly some of them are quite tough, but there are others where the walking is more gentle.
Oh, great. Gentle sounds good to me.
Okay, so you could do that for a week or so, and then you could visit a cultural site, you know, some temples or old palaces. There are lots of possibilities.
Well, that sounds really interesting. Should I come and see you to find out more?
Well, if you like, I could send you some brochures.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, well, I need a few details. First of all, can I have your full name, please?
Yes, it's Sally Reddings.
Could you spell your surname, Sally?
Yes, it's R-E-D-D-I-N-G-S.
R-E-D-D-I-N-G-S.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And are you travelling alone, Sally?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Now, could you give me a postal address so I can send you this information?
Yes, it's Flat 3, 212 Park Street, Queensgrove, 9077.
9077, okay, fine. And is there a phone number that I can contact you on?
Yes, it's probably best if I give you my mobile number. It's 618-473-971.
618-473-979?
No, the last three numbers are 971.
Oh, okay, thanks. So I'll get that stuff off to you today, and then why don't you give me a ring in a few days when you've had the chance to think about it a bit more?
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks for your help. Bye.
Bye.